This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by Mind's Eye.
Hello and welcome to another edition of your favorite satirical news show, The Onion. I'm your reader for Mind's Eye Radio, Paxton Rogers. Please be aware that the following content is not real news, but instead is humorous material intended for your enjoyment. We start this week as Biden surges in polls after convincing terrified voters he's causing the eclipse. Marking a sudden inflection point amid flagging approval ratings, President Joe Biden surged in the polls Monday after convincing terrified voters he was causing the total solar eclipse. Quote, "I am sure you will make the wise choice to join me, the immense and all-powerful mover of the sun and moon, in my re-election campaign," said Biden, who at the moment the eclipse began waved his hands toward the darkening sky, causing Americans to cower in fear and promise to give him their votes so long as he restored the sun to the heavens. Quote, "If I can make the sun disappear, imagine what I could do to your harvests should I not receive your support in November. The only way to ensure the stars remain in the sky is to give me 4 more years in the White House." At press time, Donald Trump's poll numbers had rebounded after the former president once again demonstrated his ability to suffer no apparent vision damage despite staring directly at a solar eclipse without eye protection. Next, Supreme Court expands access to roofies. In a historic ruling, the U.S. Supreme Court declared Tuesday that Americans have the right to roofies. Quote, "A sexual predator's right to Rofinol is an issue of personal liberty that must not be infringed upon," said Justice Brett Kavanaugh, who grew visibly emotional during oral arguments, asserting through tears that if the date rape drug had been legal during his time as a college student, it would have changed his life. Quote, "Under the 14th Amendment, the DEA's prohibition of Rofinol is unconstitutional. Creeps and perverts are entitled to sexually assault anyone. The Founding Fathers would have absolutely taken a dose of Rofinol to tavern with them." At press time, telehealth company Hims had already released a new ad campaign targeting men who want roofies but are too embarrassed to speak to their doctor about it. Next, FDA warns Americans if they eat now, they won't be hungry for supper. Urging all 340 million Americans to avoid filling up in order to better enjoy the evening's meal, the Food and Drug Administration issued a warning Thursday that if the U.S. populace ate now, it wouldn't be hungry for supper. Quote, "Our findings suggest that if you have a snack right now, you'll just spoil your dinner," said FDA Commissioner Robert Califf, who struggled to suppress frustration as he noted that whoever made the nation's dinner had spent hours ensuring it was delicious and nourishing. Quote, "The American people have had enough Ritz crackers today. In fact, it's late enough that they don't eat anything else until dinner is served. And if they skip that, they'll be hungry in the middle of the night. So just be patient, and if you need anything, we've approved some carrot sticks." The FDA went on to issue a related finding suggesting that if Americans were unable to stop snacking, there was no way they were getting dessert. Next, really tall guy blocks view of solar eclipse. Exasperated with the view from the place they were standing to observe the astronomical event, local spectators complained Monday that really tall guy Matt Everett was blocking everyone's view of the total solar eclipse. Quote, "God damn it, this thing only lasts a few minutes. Can't he at least sit down?" said Garrett Pointer, 5'8", who was seen craning his neck around Everett, 6'5", in an attempt to get a better look as the moon passed between the Earth and the sun. Quote, "This is my last chance to see one of these things until 2044. and I wind up being stuck behind Abe fucking Lincoln. Just my luck. And the asshole isn't even paying attention. He's been staring at his phone the whole time. At press time, the total eclipse had reportedly become even more difficult to view after Everett's girlfriend decided to perch atop his shoulders. Next, O.J. Simpson allowed to remain living after coffin doesn't fit. With onlookers gasping as the former football star made a big show of being too big for the casket, O.J. Simpson was reportedly allowed to remain alive Thursday after his coffin didn't fit. Quote, "If the coffin doesn't fit, you must let him live a bit," said O.J. eulogizer Tommy Loughran, who advocated for Simpson to continue living despite evidence that the coffin had shrunk after previously getting wet. Quote, "Any DNA found in the casket that appears to be Mr. Simpson's, I believe, was the result of contamination. It would be existential malpractice to allow Mr. Simpson to die, knowing full well that this coffin was not made for him." At press time, Simpson went on a media blitz promoting his escape from death. Next, Coca-Cola incredibly hurt that nation's not going to try new flavor they worked so hard on. The faces of top executives falling as they gauged the public's apathy. Sources reported the Coca-Cola company was incredibly hurt Tuesday that the nation was not going to try the new soda flavor they worked so hard on. Quote, "Seriously, you're not even going to taste it?" said CEO James Quincy, who stood in front of the nation with a bottle of the new Coca-Cola spiced beverage in his hand and attempted to entice Americans between the ages of 10 and 40 to at least give the product a quick sip. Quote, "Well, we wish you would have said you weren't interested before we wasted all those hours slaving away in the research and development kitchen. We made it just for you. You know what? Whatever. Don't try it." At press time, the Coca-Cola company had reportedly dumped all the new flavor into the trash and stormed away. Next, hidden health benefits of abstaining from masturbation. While pleasuring oneself can be fun, sometimes it can be beneficial to remove your hand from your pants and give your overworked genitals a break. Here are all the hidden health benefits of refusing to masturbate. Hands free to wear baseball glove. Time not masturbating can be time playing second base for the Yankees. More vibrant mating colors. Humans of reproductive age display brilliant plumes of purples, teals, and reds to show potential mates that they abstain from masturbation. Free smoothie from Orange Julius. Ceasing masturbation for even a couple days entitles customers to one free medium smoothie at any Orange Julius location across the country. Finally, finishing War and Peace. That extra 6 minutes a day really adds up. Foreskin grows back. Healthy adults have 10 to 12 circumcisions in their lifetime. Ejaculation pressure of 1,500 PSI. The next time you do ejaculate after avoiding masturbation for an extended period, your semen will burst out at the pressure of a fire hose. Freeze up your socks for other uses. Put them on your feet. Make a hand puppet. The possibilities of socks are endless. Lowered chance of being walked in on by a stern lady professor, causing you to stumble backward out of an open window, land amidst the Kappa Alpha Theta sorority, three-legged race, expose yourself to them, and thus cause a hullabaloo that gets your fraternity in real hot water. Don't let it happen to you. Burning in the fiery pits of hell. Oh, you thought abstaining from masturbation would get you on God's good side? No one likes a tryhard. Last shorter in bed. More time to prep overnight oats. Sperm gets a little R&R time. Your semen deserves to unwind too. Reduced genital erosion. frequent rubbing can slowly wear away reproductive organs until they're just a tiny fraction of their original size. More friends for your sperm. Your offspring will possess better social skills as they grow up in a more densely populated ball sack. Cats like you more. Cats can smell when you've been touching yourself, and they find it disgusting. The hair growing on your palms will fall off. Imagine the money you'll save on razors. Free hand for ice cream cone. Nothing better than a sweet treat in bed or in the shower. Immortality. Isn't it such a shame that you'll never get to find out for yourself if this is true? Next in top stories, Nation's moms announce salads can be very filling. Delivering the message just as their daughters were getting ready to order lunch, the nation's moms called a press conference Wednesday to announce aloud to no one in particular that salads can be very filling. Quote, "Maybe order one and see if you're still hungry after that. You can always order more," said Lane Peterson, speaking on behalf of all mothers in the United States, as she gestured towards the salad section of a restaurant menu and remarked upon how tasty each of them looked. Quote, "I don't even think I could finish a whole Caesar by myself. Not that there's any pressure to finish the whole thing. I wonder who would need to add chicken breast to all that lettuce. Oh look, the spinach one with raisins has dessert built right in. I'm going to get the Cobb salad, though, as long as I can get it without the cheese, bacon, egg, or dressing. It's too much early in the day for anything heavy. That's just me, though. You should get whatever you like." At press time, the nation's moms were overheard making sure the servers knew that under no circumstance should a crouton appear on any dish at their table. Next, nation shudders at wet sound of roommate eating eggs. Recoiling in horror as the shirtless 26-year-old man stood hunched over the kitchen counter, all 340 million Americans shuddered Monday at the wet sounds of a local roommate eating eggs. Quote, "Oh my God, how can one man eat so many eggs and do it so loudly?" said resident Jeff Stinson, adding that he and the entire nation were nauseous after the gruff, off-putting man licked his fingers and moaned while he sucked down several hard-boiled eggs. Quote, "Jesus, how many eggs has he eaten in the past 10 minutes? 6? 7? Worst of all, the whole country reeks of sulfur right now. Frankly, I don't know how the sewers are even going to be able to handle it when he has to shit it out." At press time, the nation was holding back vomit when the roommate held out his wet, yolk-covered hand and asked the U.S. populace if they wanted some. Next, residents establish more exclusive gated community within First. Claiming they had to do what was best for themselves and their families, a group of local residents confirmed Thursday they had established a more exclusive gated community within the already gated Crestwood Estates development. Quote, "To protect our property values from the undesirable element now moving into the neighborhood, we were left with no choice but to wall off an even more private gated community inside our gated community," said Homeowners Association President Deborah Strickland, explaining that select residents now used a second passcode to access a second barrier gate, and that a 16-foot fence had been erected to ensure the character of the new neighborhood was not eroded by those who did not share the community's economic values. Quote, "In the past, people in Crestwood always adhered to a very high standard of living. But now, mid-six-figure income families have overrun much of the area. It's hard to feel safe when you look out your window and see a Mercedes A-Class driving through your cul-de-sac. That's why we've hired a second private security force and built a second, much nicer golf course. HOA board members later acknowledged their ultimate plan was to establish a series of successively smaller and smaller gated communities within each other until eventually a security barrier had been established around each individual inhabitant. Next in local news, Finance Whiz has over $300 in bank account. A monetary wonderkind who has amassed a level of wealth the average American can only dream of. A local finance whiz, Jason Reed, has over $300 in his bank account, sources confirmed Monday. Quote, "That's not just $300 on paper. That's $300 free and clear in a checking account at Chase," said a person close to Reed, speculating that the 24-year-old money-making phenom must possess an extensive knowledge of financial markets and a preternatural ability to navigate macroeconomic trends in order to possess hundreds of dollars in liquid assets. Quote, "Don't ask me how he's managed to accumulate that kind of dough, but he must have made some seriously shrewd deals and then taken advantage of a bunch of tax loopholes. I was at his house once, and he actually just had money lying around, including at least $25 worth of quarters and what I can only assume was some kind of high-yield coin jar." At press time, Reed had reportedly lost everything he had after sinking all of his money into a new set of tires when his car failed inspection. Next, father unaware he's been pushing an empty stroller for the past 8 blocks. As he strode down the sidewalk and glanced at the numbers on his Fitbit, sources confirmed Thursday that local father Trevor Doherty was entirely unaware he had been pushing an empty stroller for the past 8 blocks. Quote, "Look, sweetheart, it's a doggy, an Australian shepherd doggy," said the visibly beaming father, pointing out a passing dog for the benefit of his absent child and returning the friendly smile of the animal's owner, who also failed to notice the $400 carriage was completely empty. Quote, "You're awfully quiet this morning, aren't you? You're also feeling a bit lighter today, though maybe that's just your dad getting stronger." At press time, Doherty had reportedly gone into full panic mode and begun a frantic search of every place he had been in the past 30 minutes after suddenly realizing his sunglasses were missing. Next, $5 umbrella doing the best it can, all right? Shaking violently under the barrage of an afternoon downpour, a $5 umbrella purchased at 49th Deli Grocery confirmed Thursday that it was doing the best it could, all right? Quote, "Look, I'm sorry. I wish I were made out of more durable material, too, but I'm trying here, okay?" said the visibly rattled umbrella, which stressed that despite its cheap, flimsy plastic canopy and already cracked handle, it was doing everything it could under extraordinarily difficult circumstances. Quote, "I didn't ask for a frame that flips inside out every other block. I didn't tell the Indonesian sweatshop worker who put me together to make sure I stain the hand of anyone who holds me. But that's who I am, and I can't change that at this point. So I'm going to continue protecting you from 10 to 15% of this rain, and that's got to count for something, goddammit, right?" At press time, the increasingly defensive umbrella warned that if it kept being pushed to its limit, it couldn't be held responsible if its metal handle cut the shit out of someone's hand. Next. Terrifying shadow cast across hall as roommate's hookup lumbers toward bathroom. A darkness falling upon the corridor as they sat on the couch enjoying a movie. Residents of a local 3-bedroom apartment reportedly cowered in terror Friday as a roommate's hookup lumbered toward the bathroom. According to sources, a monstrous groan was heard from behind a closed bedroom door, followed by spine-chilling creaks as something abominable rose from the bed and trudged toward the hallway, the floorboards trembling beneath it with every lurch forward. Reports confirmed two women relaxing in the living room froze in abject horror as they heard a door handle jiggle, and they were seen turning a ghastly white as the threshold gave way to a towering mound of flesh and plaid boxers. For what felt like hours, according to witnesses, the bellowing reverberations of piss hitting toilet water and a throat being cleared of deep-seated phlegm echoed through the home. The sound projecting through a bathroom door left a third of the way open. The woman, who reportedly sat in still silence in hopes of not being noticed by the colossal beasts, are believed to have sighed with relief when they heard a roaring flush, expecting the ogre to finally shuffle back from whence it came. At press time, petrified screams rang out as the roommates realized the beast was instead headed toward the kitchen to chug an entire glass of tap water while standing in front of the sink, mere feet from where they sat with no place to hide. Next, Dad hopes new neighbor likes verbal altercations. As movers unloaded a truck in front of the house next door, local dad Stan Morby, 43, expressed hope Wednesday that his new neighbor liked verbal altercations. Quote, "Man, I really hope whoever bought that place enjoys getting into shouting matches in the front yard," said Morby, noting how difficult it had been to convince the previous owner of the home to scream at the top of his lungs about property lines, not mowing the lawn, keeping an RV parked in the driveway, whether to remove a damaged tree, who should pay to repair the fence, and the incessant, inescapable sound of, quote, "those fucking wind chimes." Quote, "It's been a long time since there's been anyone around here who exchanges routine threats of violence from across the fence, or who answers when I bang on their door at 3 a.m. to complain about a barking dog. Maybe I'll do the neighborly thing and just go right over there and give that son of a bitch a piece of my mind." At press time, Morby was reportedly even more excited after discovering his new neighbor preferred physical altercations. Next, vacationing mom taking almost pornographic pleasure in missing bad weather back home. Letting out several deep moans as she remarked upon the terrible winter storm battering the Midwest, local mom Carrie Whitaker, currently on vacation in southern Florida, reportedly took an almost pornographic pleasure Monday in missing the bad weather back home. Quote, "Oh my, they're really getting slammed. Thank God we made it out before the snow started," said the flushed, sweating woman, who then, amid oddly sharp breaths, spent a sunny afternoon by the pool, during which she refreshed her weather app and watched news coverage, driving herself closer and closer to orgasm with each successive detail she learned. Quote, "Wow, negative 10 degrees, high wind gusts, and icy roads. Just think how unfortunate it would be to be back home right now. We'd be miserable. Oh, we'd probably have to call a plowing service." At press time, sources confirmed Whitaker had reached a toe-curling climax after she received a text from a neighbor saying they'd lost power and showing their family's driveway completely buried under 2 feet of snow. And that concludes this week's broadcast of your favorite satirical news show, The Onion. Once again, I'm your reader for Mind's Eye Radio, Paxton Rogers. Please come back next week for more news. And until then, take care.